The AC Podcast is a ministry of Apologetics Canada and is supported by the generous donations of our listeners. If you would like to partner with us in this ministry, please go to apologeticscanada.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Apologetics Canada podcast. This is Steve Kim, your host. In the last episode, you listened to our very special interview with quote-unquote Stephen Hawking. And in this special edition of AC Podcast today, we thought we would give you the whole version in a bit of a blooper style. So you'll have an idea as to just what went on. It may have sounded last time like we had it all together, but we were actually rather losing it as we were doing this. So we hope that this brightens your day. And here it is with our very special guest, quote unquote, Stephen Hawking. So, Terry, what you got for us today?
Well, he's not quite here yet, but just give me a sec. I think.
You've actually brought someone.
Yeah, we have a guest today.
Well, this should be interesting.
Yeah, just give me a sec.
He's opening the door.
Here we go.
What the?
What? How did you. All the way from England, we've got.
They see me rolling, they hate it.
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking with us. Whoa. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
It is a pleasure to be in your headquarters. I am looking forward to having deep intellectual conversations that will steer humanity on a progressive trajectory in our universe.
Wow. You know Terry's a part of the I thought I could keep it together.
This stuff's going to be edited out.
All right.
Are we still recording?
We're still recording.
Okay. Wow, Stephen, thank you. I as well hope to have some deep intellectual conversations.
Yeah, we are so glad to have you here. Like, seriously. We heard that you were a big fan of the AC podcast. Is that true? That's just out there.
Absolutely. I like your thought-provoking topics and amazing sense of humor. It is the kind of atmosphere I live for. Terry Crosby has brought forth interesting articles that are on the fringes of the internet world.
Okay.
Hey, this is going to take a while.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I am literally weeping over here. Okay, I'm going to need to collect myself, and I've got to respond to that. Wow. You know we're talking about Terry Crosby here, right? Like this Terry?
Yes.
We go way back.
How much did you pay him to say that?
I'm just really glad he's here.
Yeah, Stephen, how long have you been listening to the show?
I'm not authorized to speak on such matters. That is beyond the scope of this interview.
You know, how was your flight over? I mean, how long has Terry been keeping you in that closet over there?
It was too long. Like I was in a black hole. It was too long.
Ah, shoot. He's like looking away again. There's tears coming from his eyes.
It was too long.
Well, thanks for stopping by. We are honored that you're here.
No problem.
Let's get into some deep conversation.
Yeah, I would love to know, Stephen, about the movie that was made about your life, The Theory of Everything. How'd you feel about that movie? Did you feel it came out well?
Yes, I thought it was a very well done film.
You know, I've been thinking as well about The Theory of Everything. And one of the questions that I have is do you have a theory of why Terry is such a good-looking man?
That is because he does not suffer from hair deficiency syndrome.
So I'm just curious then. You see this on my head.
Steve is referring to the fact that he has no hair.
Do I have any hope, Dr. Hawking?
According to my calculations, in another parallel universe, you will, in fact, possess long flowing, thick.
So I'm just curious. You see my head. I have no hair. Dr. Hawking, is there any hope for me?
According to my calculations, in another parallel universe, you will in fact possess long flowing, thick, and luxuriant hair.
There is hope for me.
Talking about the whole parallel universe, that's fascinating to me, because there's somewhere else, there's a self like myself. Is that technical enough?
That's a scary thought, Terry. Yeah.
That, yes. You know, is existing somewhere. Mm. How is that possible?
Well, according to research, the idea of a parallel universe seeks to explain quantum mechanics, gravity bed, and other unexplained aspects of the natural world. For example, the hit series Stranger Things does a good job demonstrating this idea. It is not necessarily in conflict with the laws of physics, but to infer that their world teeming with monsters is a stretch. Although there is no evidence of a parallel universe, it is an intriguing subject.
I find it kind of exciting that maybe in another parallel universe, like myself, in another world, I might be smarter than you. Is that possible?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, wow, that's kind of a scary thought right there.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if that's even possible.
So you're telling
Jury's
me...
out.
So you're telling us then that there is a world in which Terry is suffering from hair deficiency syndrome.
Yes.
Mm.
I got this quote about parallel universe. I don't know if you can help me out. Even though this world is narrow, it is wide to those who understand. This world isn't the only one. Is there something I'm missing in there between the wide and the narrow?
It is an interesting analysis, but I'm not sure how to fully comprehend such a profound question. I would say that the sheer size of the universe tends to defy human comprehension.
Dr. Hawking, I've had the opportunity of reading your book, A Brief History of Time. Fascinating book. I'm wondering, have you had the opportunity to read my book, Thinking, Answering Life's Five Biggest Questions?
You mean Answering Life's Five Most Irrelevant Questions?
Wow, that
burn.
That hurts. I like to think that those were fairly relevant.
Is it true you published your own book?
Well, technically, Apologetics Canada did.
So it's not by Oxford or anything, presses, like, well, Stephen Hawking's.
Well, see, Oxford and Cambridge came to me, and I just couldn't choose between the two, so I just figured I'm just going to do it myself.
Your nose is growing.
It's been great having you on the podcast. I mean, will we ever see you again? Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Was there anything that you wanted to discuss while you're here?
I had one question for Andy Steiger.
Bring it. Let's see if I can answer it.
Are the rumors true? Are you directing a new film called The Human Project? What is the premise?
You know, that's absolutely true. We have a new project coming out with Power to Change called The Human Project, in which we're going to be looking at four questions, and specifically we're going to be looking at how people dehumanize by removing God from the source of four things that are discussed in Genesis 1-3, and how we humanize by putting God back as the source. Those four, just for our listeners, are: God needs to be the source of the universe, life, relationship, and morality in order for us to be human.
Thank you.
Hey, great to have you. I hope that your flight is well back to England and that you don't get bumped. That would not be good.
They see me rolling. They hate it.
I think, though, it's at this time that we should probably let our listeners know that we actually, in fact, do not have Stephen Hawking.
What?
We have something even better. Brett Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Welcome here, Brett.
It is a pleasure.
Yeah, wow. Brett. When did you realize you could do that voice?
That was probably at 2 a.m. in the morning. I forget where I came back.
That you can do most voices.
Yeah.
Awake, staring at the ceiling, going.
Exactly.
That was pretty shocking to me. I mean, I heard
Steve,
this
you've never heard this before.
No, I heard this for the first time today. And, you know, like I've heard Stephen Hawking before and I've heard the synthesized voice and everything. But I was not expecting that this was like pitch perfect.
Yeah. So if in case anybody's wondering how this was done, Brett did this with his voice. There was no computer stuff involved here at all. So how did you figure this out though? Like how do you do it?
I kind of breathe in a little bit, not too much. I kind of just press on my Adam's apple, and then you pretty much just.
Are you breathing out or breathing in when you talk?
You're breathing out. I find that.
I am Stephen.
There's Terry.
I found when I was reading out the questions or just answering questions you're giving me, I found that I had to kind of just take a deep breath after each sentence. And there's certain words I have to use as well. So, for example, stuff like universe, just the way it ends.
Universe.
Or atmosphere.
Oh, okay. Wow. So there's certain endings. So it's not just endings. About saying it, it's the way it ends as well.
Exactly. Because some words are really hard to do. So even just writing up some of my responses, I had to make sure that,
After practicing it, you've realized certain word combinations work and certain don't.
Exactly.
What have you done with this voice? Like, have you ever entered a competition or anything?
Yeah, a couple of weeks back, I went into this talent show at Columbia Bible College here in Abbotsford. And basically what I did is I took a video. It was one of those videos that zooms out from the Earth and shows how big our universe is. It was about 2 minutes long, and they started playing it in front of everyone. And a couple acts before, I managed to make my way into the closet. I had a wireless mic, and I basically narrated the entire video. And when there's around 30 seconds left, I came out and pretty much fooled everyone who didn't know I could do the voice.
Wow.
That is fantastic. So good to have you on the podcast. I've been wanting to have you for some time now to do this voice.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay, this opening segment took a long time.
Yeah, our listeners aren't going to realize this.
Maybe we'll edit it.
Maybe we'll post the bloopers or something. But I quite literally had to walk out of the room while
Brett you were weeping.
Yeah, I could not stay.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. That was killing me.
I haven't seen Andy weep like that since he dressed me up in some random stuff in Whistler for a leadership retreat.
Yeah, I was going to say, put a little context. We were in a photo scavenger hunt.
Yeah, that's right.
And that is true. I laughed very hard.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much. Well, but that was unbelievable. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was too much fun.